810 at WGCL every Wednesday morning. We check in with county government, and our good friend is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Another beautiful day in Monroe County. Aren't we lucky?
How did we get so many nice days in a row, Marty?
I know. I'll take it.
Yeah, I was over in Ellettsville yesterday, and the sun was shining. Your weather reports are just hopefully as accurate as mine are. Very, very lovely day. And busy times, as Margaret and I have been discussing this morning, right there in big red print on the front page of the Herald Times. 5 alarm tax hikes as Polk and Salt Creek townships are likely to pay more to the city for their fire coverage. This isn't perhaps new, Marty, but the numbers are being crunched. And tell us what we need to know, how this is going to affect people in those townships, or who those people need to look to for answers.
Right. Well, first of all, we have to look at who is responsible for providing fire protection so that we can see where's the starting point. And township trustees are responsible to deliver fire protection for the people in their township. If your township does not have a fire department, then you have to figure out where you're going to get the services. So you're either going to contract with another fire department, or you might be a part of fire district, or you might choose to, such as Perry Clear Creek Fire District, or you might choose to be a fire territory. And we saw what happened when Bloomington Township said, we're not going to continue to subsidize Benton Township and Washington Township, so they could have either raised their contract amount that they were providing services for those townships, or provide a fire territory. And in that particular case, Benton said they would go with a contract, and Washington Township said they'd be a part of the fire territory. And you know what happened with all of the outpouring of concern when they finally got their tax bill. People in Washington Township and Bloomington Township saying, whoa, this was more than what we thought. But regardless, we all have to pay for fire services. In town, out of town, wherever, the township trustees are responsible for that. Now, a lot of people thought when we passed this public safety tax that that was going to provide fire protection throughout. But, of course, it certainly does not.
Why did I even think that? Why was I confused with that? Briefly, what the public safety tax then does what?
Okay, the public safety tax comes in.
That's the dispatch
through
center.
The county, and a certain portion right off the top comes for property tax relief, and then a portion goes to operate central dispatch, which, you know, we've been having a lot of discussion about that. And then the Income Tax Council can determine if they want to provide any dollars whatsoever to the other fire departments that are providing services to the townships. So they can apply for it, and the Income Tax Council Committee can decide, make up a list of who they want to provide any dollars for, or none. And in this particular case this year, it appears there's at least the thought that the fire departments are going to get zero, because central dispatch wants to increase their budget by like $1.6 million. And part of that is to provide some extra equipment to the other fire departments.
Now, is that a one-time cost, Marty, or is that an annual increase of
1.6? Well, the $1.6 million includes 6 new dispatchers, so that's not a one-time cost.
Gotcha.
Even though some people thought that that's what it was.
So the fire, they won't get any of this money down the road because that increase is going to stay increased.
Well, they might, and who's to say they won't get some this year? It's just I listened to the meeting, and I heard comments that made it clear at least some thought, if we're going to provide these extra services to central dispatch, then the dollars will be left for the fire departments outside the county. And actually, it will mean if the fire departments outside the county receive the same dollar amount they received this year, then the loss to the county revenue to provide law enforcement and so forth will be $144,000. No, I've got that backwards. The loss would be over $300,000 for the county if we would continue to provide the dollars for the fire departments outside of the city. So this is all tied to that public safety tax, but what can happen is if they would decide, if the Income Tax Council would decide that they wanted to give a part of that public safety tax to the fire departments providing services to the townships, then the city could apply for a part of that money if they are contracted with those townships, so outside of the city.
Okay, so how I understand it is there, the Income Tax Commission makes the decision whether this money will be passed on. The reason they wouldn't pass this money on is because they would spend it somewhere else, for lack of a better term?
Right. If they pass it on to the fire departments outside of the city, all those other fire departments like Ellettsville and the Perry Clear Creek Fire Department and all those other, and Van Buren and so forth, if they would go ahead and provide those dollars to those fire departments, then it just means that either Central Dispatch does not get their $1.6 million tax increase, or they...
you mean additional. You're saying...
provide less to the city and to the county. And remember, we'd already promised the public we were going to put in more law enforcement officers. So it's going to be a balancing act. Where do we put the dollars? How do we spread it around and make it fair? Do we really need six more dispatchers, or do we really need more law enforcement in the county or so forth? But remember, at the end of the day, do we know who makes this decision? The city council is totally in control of how these dollars are going to be distributed, simply because
they have the biggest vote,
right? Population, which is a part, they have more population than the county, and so their vote carries the day.
So, Marty, what you're saying is, when you made that comment about do they get the extra, it's an extra $1.6 million on top of what they were already going to get, correct? I mean, they were already talking about getting well over $1 million additional.
Oh, it was over $2 million. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But
thank you. I couldn't remember it myself.
Yeah, it was
thank
a lot.
You. But so they're going from, basically, they're going from over $2 million to almost $4
million. And I wish I had those numbers. I did have them. Somehow
I know.
Together.
I had them last.
In my whole stack of paperwork on my table.
Well, we can be close. We're trying to be close.
For a huge increase. Now, what after listening to this meeting and seeing what was being presented from the controller's office, I started looking for that. As I told you, I wanted to find those numbers. I think we discussed this last week. So I called the city controller's office and I said, the only thing I'm seeing is it looks like that you're combining your public safety tax with the income tax to cover central dispatch all in one fund, and there's no way to track this, no way to see where the dollars are being put in into central dispatch and what is still left in there. And the person that answered the phone said, well, that was all he could see, too, but he'd have the controller call me. And, of course, the controller has not called me. But I made sure at the state meeting that we had on Saturday that the State Board of Accounts understands that it appears they have commingled those funds. Now, it's my hope that somebody will call me from the city and say, Oh, no, we fixed that. We have it totally separate. So now here it is, and you can see it. That would be lovely. I've made my contact. I've asked several people to get me the numbers, and it appears that so far that's not happening. And so I mentioned it last night at our county council work session, and believe me, that some eyebrows really went up and some questions came up, because we need to be looking at that, as well as the people. We have two people sitting there on that Income Tax Council Committee. That's Ryan Kovine and Cheryl Munson. And it was clear they both wanted to see the flow of money. So, but at the end of the day, remember, if your house is on fire, you don't care who it is that's showing up. You just want someone to show up. So however this has to happen, but the townships, even though they're required to provide these fire services, they're also, because of state and then because of that tax cap and the frozen levy, that's why if they hit that dollar amount, they can't even raise the amount they need for this contract.
Yeah, what do you do then?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, then that's when they start joining in with fire districts or fire territories or get legislation changed.
So are fire districts and fire territories essentially pooling money together to what's good?
Well, they're also able to raise their own taxes.
Yes, there's a new tax rate that is put with it, so that they are then allowed to raise more dollars. So eventually, I think you'll see Salt Creek and Polk having to join in with others when this contract gets to be more than what their frozen levy will allow them to pay. And of course, from the very beginning, it was clear, it looked to many of us, that the city really wanted to see a countywide fire department. And then, so that was a big part of that discussion during the annexation discussion. So we'll see what happens there. I mean,
if they try, I guess I don't understand, Marty, why haven't we got a countywide fire department? I mean, I would think that's fairly expensive, but, you know, is that the reason we don't have it at this moment? Explain to, you know, I'll be honest with you, this whole thing has never been something I've really followed much. I know that we have lots of small fire departments with volunteer staffs on them, and that obviously keeps the costs down. So why does the city want us to go to a countywide fire department, I'm assuming, so that it can get unionized and that they can raise their own money?
Well, and remember, they have not come right out and said, oh, I want a countywide fire department. I'm just saying those of us who have been in part of the conversations have that sort of the feeling that we're getting, that that's what they
would really like
to see happen. Now, if you want to know why we don't have one right now, I think you'll hear from the different fire departments that they believe that we would not receive the same kind of services out in the county that we're receiving right now from our Van Buren Fire Department and the Perry Clear Creek and the Bloomington Township Fire Department. Remember, the Bloomington Township Fire Department is not the city fire department. It's a separate township fire department.
Right.
And, of course, our Ellisville Fire Department. It would be difficult to put all of those folks together. They tried that in Marion County. I started to say Marion, Indiana, up in Indianapolis. I don't think that was working out real well, but maybe they've got all of it worked out now. But it seems that any time that you've got the center, which would be the city, in control of it, of the entire fire department throughout the county, how then do you have the emphasis to provide the services that some of our fire departments do now? For instance, not too long ago, I was in a meeting in a lower level of a building, and we had someone there who was disabled, needed assistance to get up out of that lower level, and the elevator thing wasn't working. Well, the fire department came and got her. That's the kind of side service that we get from our volunteer fire departments and so forth. You're not going to see that, I do not believe, if we were all one great big fire department. But those, I'm sure that people will try to put that off as long as they can. But those township trustees have no choice but to provide fire protection. And they'll either join in with with another fire district or contract with them or something of the sort, or they'll do it with Bloomington because they don't have the population to have their own fire department.
Or to pay for it, right. That's where we're getting into this.
You know, it's everything.
I'm just
costs
thinking
money,
of
and
all these people who just saw a tax increase with this public service tax or safety tax, and then they have another tax increase with these new contracts, and then they're going to be told that, okay, on top of that, you may end up with another charge once you go into these other kinds of fire departments. And wow, you know, Marty, we're starting to talk some real money here.
Well, yes, and I get that. I get that. I understand that. I do understand that it's really, you know, if the people who are paying the taxes in one area are really subsidizing another area, they're saying, wait, this isn't fair. Don't want to do this anymore. But it's all, if you follow the money, follow the numbers, see what's really fair, and see what they decide. But and I'm certainly not saying I'm an expert in fire department budgets. So all of that, I just know that it is up to the townships to do something about it.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She checks in every Wednesday just after 8:05. Briefly, Marty, what else, if anything, jumps off the page that we need to know moving forward? Obviously, the holiday week next week with the 4th of July on Tuesday. What else is happening?
Well, we had our schedule for the summer, and let me tell you what, it looks as if we don't have the county council's not going to get a summer. I mean, the whole calendar is filled with different items getting ready for our budget hearings. And so this is always an exciting time for the county council. If you don't want to look at budgets and numbers, don't run for the county council. So I'm looking forward to that, and I was glad to go to Shelbyville, and, well, I would rather it have been in Bloomington, and I hope that we can bring it to Bloomington next year for that state-called meeting. But one of the things that I saw that jumped out of the page, and Jeff McKim said something to me afterwards, and he said, whoa, They are changing the state law says that if we pass a debt every year of $2 million, then we can do that without remonstrance or anything of the sort. But in 2018, that's jumping to $5 million. And then after 2018, it will grow every year according to the average growth quotient. So hang on to your hat, because you bet that'll probably happen.
Somebody will test that elasticity, won't they?
Well, I mean, if somebody says, oh, here, you can do $5 million. And the other thing is if you pledge the income tax to any kind of a debt, then the other taxing units can't force you to reduce the amount that you're getting because you've pledged that amount for a debt. And that's something they were on an aside at the state level. They were saying, well, that's what you ought to do, and then you've got that tied up. But wouldn't that be horrible if there was a big rush to everybody have a lot of debt so that we can get that income tax?
Wow. Very interesting. Marty, save the convention center stuff for next week, since it should be a little quiet with the holiday weekend. So we'll dive into those things. Comprehensive master plan, that's been talked about as well. So we'll get caught up, and we'll do it on a post 4th of July, Wednesday, July 5th next week.
Thank you,
Thank
Marty.
You.